Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today, I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning where we need to be putting our emphasis when it comes to our dairy nutrition programs as well as our breeding programs in our herd. Today, about 43% of our milk leaving the farm will end up in cheese production. So how do changes in components affect things like cheese production? If you take the component percentages that we were seeing in 2010, that would result in about 100 pounds of milk producing about 10.14 pounds of cheese. That same 100 pounds of milk at the higher components that we now see in 2023 results in the production of 11.24 pounds of cheese. That's about a 10.8% increase in cheese production. The same can be said for butter production as well. So I would encourage you to review your production records with your nutritionist to see if there's anything that you might be able to do to increase milk components, butter fat, protein, or the combination through changes in what you're doing with your feeding program. I would also encourage you to sit down with your genetics specialist as well and look at your breeding program, making sure that you're making the right selection for the sires that you're utilizing in your herd. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to take a closer look at what they're emphasizing in their nutrition programs as well as their breeding programs in their dairy herds.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.